Predestined by God. God predestined us for adoption as sons through Jesus Christ, according to the purpose of his will. Ephesians 1 verse 5. God also predestined us to be conformed to the image of his Son. Romans 8, 29. In him, we were also chosen, having been predestined according to the plan of him who works out everything in conformity with the purpose of his will. Ephesians 1:11. What God predestines are unchangeable plans made in his eternal council chambers. Christ was predestined to be God's perfect sacrifice for the sin of the whole world. Paul was predestined before the ages to speak God's wisdom in a hidden mystery. And God in his wisdom designed a plan that whosoever will may receive salvation. Salvation was determined upon one thing: believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and you will be saved. But believing is a choice. For God ordained that man should be given a free will to accept or reject his gift. No one is predestined to be saved, for salvation is a free gift to be received by faith. No one is predestined to be lost, for all men are given a free will to accept or reject. Those who accept God's free salvation by grace through faith in Christ are saved. Those who choose to reject his free gift condemn themselves through unbelief. There is no middle ground. Predestination is based upon God's grace, which is accepted by faith in Christ alone. Predestination is not the whim of a random heavenly dice, but faith in Christ. Predestination is a non-meritorious response to God's gracious provision in Christ. Predestination has not one iota of human merit attached, but is by faith in Christ. Predestination stems from God's foreknowledge of all who would trust in Jesus. Predestination is based on grace alone, by faith alone, in Christ alone. Period. And because God is omniscient, he knows the choices that every man will ever make. God foreknows all who will accept salvation and all who will refuse his gift. But foreknowledge is not predestination, and predestination is not foreknowledge. God in his omniscience has foreknowledge. He knows the end from the beginning. God in his foreknowledge knows ahead of time all who will trust his Son as Saviour. And God uses his advanced knowledge to predestine those that believe on Christ. But all who reject salvation bring condemnation upon their own heads. Salvation is a free will choice to be accepted or rejected by every man and woman. Those that accept Christ as Saviour were foreknown by God and predestined by him. And those that reject Christ as Saviour simply condemn themselves. Never let it be said that God predestined unbelievers to the lake of fire, for that is a lie of the enemy. But those that refuse salvation by grace through faith choose their own destiny, and that is the truth of Scripture. All that believe on the Lord Jesus are foreknown of God and predestined by him, predestined to adoption as sons, predestined to be conformed into the likeness of Christ. The church is predestined to be adopted as God's sons through Christ Jesus. The church is also predestined to be conformed into the image of God's Son, simply because God knew in advance that each one would believe in Jesus. What God predestines are immutable decrees made in his heavenly assembly. What is predestined will assuredly take place, for it is his unchangeable command. Never forget, because God is omniscient, he has foreknowledge of every event in history. Because he is all-knowing, he knows every decision every man will ever make. But God is outside of time and space and mass and the limitations of humanity. The spectrum of God's eternal plan for man is encapsulated in this amazing verse. For those God foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the image of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brothers. And those he predestined, he also called. And those he called, he also justified. And those he justified, he also glorified. Amen.